Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
New home sells cartoon balloons in town. It's fine, the business thrives.
That's Sir Elton bringing this back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with John Panichon. He's the co-founder of Vet CEO. It's an organization that's helping veterans, NCOs and officers, come any veteran coming out of the military, find out, determine if they want to be, if they should be, running a business, and B, if they decide they want to, how to do it. And so I congratulate you on that, John, for your effort there. What's the website, please?
VetToCEO.org, VetToCEO.org.
.org. And is there a new class coming up, a new cohort coming up?
Yeah, we actually kicked it off 2 weeks ago, but the next session is next Tuesday, and we allow people to sign up a little late and catch up by watching some recordings.
But if they go vettoceo.org, they can see the schedule. And what does it cost?
Zero. There's no cost at all.
I love
for veterans.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate the effort there. And you and I should talk about what I can do to contribute to that. I may be able to help out with
something. Yeah, I'd like to be a guest speaker.
Well, I don't mean that so much. I'd like to give you some books maybe that will help them. I'll give them to you.
Awesome.
So, John, I want to talk about getting funding. I know you work on this a lot. And are you excited about crowdfunding as a way of raising money for businesses?
Yeah, that's my new day job now. So I started this thing with a couple of partners called Folla Capital, F-O-L-L-A, and we're an SEC-registered broker-dealer, and our focus is on helping small businesses raise capital using some of the new programs that came out under the Jobs Act of 2003.
Folla?
Yep, it's Italian for crowd. I didn't think of it, unfortunately.
Is that two L's?
F-O-L-L-A.
Two L's, okay. I'll be done. Yeah. So I've talked about crowdfunding on the show since it's way before it became in the vernacular, and I wrote an article once about the three kinds of crowdfunding. You know, one of them is where you just ask for money, please give me money, and people do. The other one is where it's just a straight loan, and the other one is where there's some equity involved. There, you actually bring in people to invest with you. Which one of the are you? I'm assuming you're going for the middle one and maybe the third one.
Yeah, the latter two. We call the first one pledge crowdfunding, and then the second and the third are investment crowdfunding, and you know, can be debt or equity, like you just described, depending on the situation.
Well, is that a one of the things, I don't have a problem with crowdfunding. I think it's fine. What I worry about, John, is that people who don't understand the financial world, the financial marketplace, might seek crowdfunding, which typically is expensive, not inexpensive, but at least it's more expensive than if they could get the money at a local bank. And there was a time when I wasn't bankable. I wish we'd had crowdfunding in those days. But if you are bankable, I want people to know about crowdfunding while we also educate them about the marketplace opportunities. What do you think?
Yeah, there's a lot of misunderstandings, Jim. At the end of the day, you know what the reality is everyone gets their money from the crowd as a small business owner, even if you get a bank loan. Who does the bank loan their money from? The crowd, right?
Right.
People like us have accounts there.
That's right.
So the difference is where there's no gatekeeper. You let people invest directly into small businesses.
Right.
I call it, not just me, the democratization of capital. Allows people to decide where their money goes instead of some underwriter.
Right, I agree. Whether even in crowdfunding, there's underwriting, though, isn't there? I mean, the crowdfunding organizations, the ones that sprung up out of this, all the prominent names. Even they have standards. They have underwriting standards.
Well, I got to watch what I say because I don't talk negative about my competitors. But you look at all the different crowdfunding organizations; a lot of them are still gatekeepers. They pick and choose who goes on their
platform.
Well,
some of them. The reason I didn't mention any names because I don't want to get into it with them. But some of them are not honest brokers. Even, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. I'm glad you said that, not me. So you know, we're all about helping veterans, minority, and women-owned businesses and rural businesses. Specifically, not that we wouldn't rule out any business, but those groups tend to get short rift when it comes to funding. Statistically, don't shoot the messenger, right? So we're trying to do something about that.
And so what would be a typical transaction that you would try to find people with? Is this for startup? Is it for growth? What is it?
Both, actually. Most of our, you know, we have over 50 companies we're working with right now in various stages of contemplating this. We've got a couple that are about to go live on our site. You know, very happy about the unbelievable demand that's out there. But if you take those 50 companies and put them in buckets, about three quarters of them are existing businesses that need working capital. I know how that feels.
Yeah.
And can't get it from anywhere.
Me too.
And then the rest are startups.
So are you now on your platform? Do people post their requirements, what they're looking for, or do they fill out a form and you find the people for them? What do they do?
A little bit of both. We aren't gatekeepers, like I said, and we actually have a kind of like this white glove process that we take the organization through or the entrepreneur through. Basically, they have to write a business plan. Their business plan has to be sound. You wouldn't believe how many people don't want to do that or know how to do that.
I believe it. Yeah, those are the ones those are the ones we can rule out. I think we can rule out for long-term success probably. We're going to come back and talk about this some more after the break with our good friend John Panichon, and that is vettoceo.org. Check it out. Lots of good things going on there, and mostly for veterans. Quick break. Tim Taylor, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.